We continue our learning of Yiddish Mastavi by Menachem Shemchan Yaakov by Pinchas Leo. We're in Kalim Perichav Dal and Mishnah Yud Aleph. Shalosh Chamasos v'Shalosh Turmalin Hein. There are three Chamasos, the Chemis we had by Yichlu HaMayim Min HaChemis. When it came to Yishmael and Parshas Vayera, the Chemis is the leather container that holds the water skin that holds wine or water. Turmal, we've had in the past, that's the shepherd's large leather sack that's used by the shepherd. So there are three categories of these kalim as well. Hamekavlin bashiur, the ones that are able to hold the minimum amount, tamei and midras. So what's the minimum amount? So this brings us back to the 20th perek. And the Bar Tanura tells us, in perekhof, Mishnah Aleph, we said hachemes shel shivas kavim. A chemes that holds 7 kav, 6 kav equal a saw. The haturmil, which is the shepherd's pouch, shel chameshes kavim, that's able to hold the volume of 5 kav. V'kol shekem emachzikim yosir, and kav achomer, if they hold more, which means in order for these to be tamei medras, they have to be large enough that people would sit on them, would lie on them, but that means they're large enough to hold a certain volume. So a chemes, that water skin, has to hold something, hold at least 7 kav, at least, could be more, but at least 7 kav. The turmel, at least 5 kav. And then they become kalim that people would, a container that people would lie upon as well. Da'az mishamshim yeshiva im malachtam, because then people would use them as you're doing malacha, you would sit on them as well, so it could, sounds like you'd be used for both and wouldn't interfere with the malacha necessarily. Avapachos mikamo, but if they hold a smaller volume than that, then not so. Aruch HaShulchan points out that the chiddush of this mission is this line, because if you go back to the 20th perek, there was a machlokas there. Rabbi Yehuda had said, and I quote from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af harivtzal v'hamizvada kol shein. May you remember, mizvada, the suitcase, that which is holds tzeda laderech, that holds food. So this is very small. The rivtzal is very small. Any little bit that it holds. Those are also considered significant and tamei medris. So that apparently people would sit on those as well. So therefore, the chiddush of our mishnah is that we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the first category, that a tamei medris, the three chemes and the turmel that are able to be mekabel bashiur, that are able to hold this minimum amount. V'she'enon mekabel bashiur, let's say they don't have, they're able to hold, contain that a minimum amount, which means the chemes can't hold 7 kav and the turmel can't hold 5 kav. Tameim, tamei meis, they are at least, they're not tamei medris, but nonetheless, they have a receptacle, they have a base kibul, so they're going to be tamei meis. Right, all the other types of tumah, contact tumah, tumas maga, nevela, sheretz, etc. Vishel or hadag, but if you have a chemes or a turmel that's made of, not of leather, but it's made of the skin of a fish, or of a sea creature, tohor miklum, then it's not tamei at all. This we may remember, we mentioned this in the past, anything that based on the pasuk, o beged or o sak, the items that are made in there that are from the sea, it could be the skin or the bones of sea creatures, could be plants that grow in the sea, they are not mekabel tumah. So therefore, even if you have a kli that's able to hold a certain amount, made of or hadag, it's tohor miklum. Now that halacha about the or hadag, the skin of a sea creature, that it's tohor miklum, seems to be obvious to us, but it's not. It shouldn't be so obvious. And the first should point out a difficulty with that, because we have the general rule is when it came to the pasuk o beged or sak, what do we say? We said okay, anything that's compared to a beged or a sak is going to be mekabel tumah, but something that's not. Let's say our classic example of something that is, that holds a 40 saw, it's stationary, it's not something that can be metalta malevere kon, can't move it around when it's full, so that's not mekabel tumah. Now that rule only applies to the general tumah of tamei meis and sheretz, nevela, etc. That does not apply to tumas medras. So for example, you have a closet that when it's full, you wouldn't move it around. If it was designated for lying on, that could be tamei medras, because the rule of beged, sack, etc., anything compared to a sack of goat's hair, that's something that's mekabel tumah. That's true when it comes to regular types of tumah, tumas meis, tumas nevela, tumas sheretz, etc., but not tumas medras. Something can become tamei medras surface, even if it's not makabel all the types of tumah that's designated for lying on. So the same thing could be true or should be true regarding Or Hadag. Why is Or Hadag necessarily tahor miklum? I get why it's not, may not have the other types of tumah, but it should have at least tumas medrash, even though it's not susceptible to the tumah based on the pasuk beged or asak. It's not included in that category. It's a sea creature. Nonetheless, tumas medrash, maybe it should have. The same way a very large closet, if it's designated for lying on, could have tumas medrash. So the answer to that is based on something we learned in previous Mishnais. And that is, in order for something to have tumas medrash, it has to be something that has tahara b'mikvah. And we mentioned that although certain items may have, let's say a mat, we mentioned made out of reeds, that doesn't have tahara b'mikvah. So why could that be tumei medrash? So the answer is because if you make material out of reeds, let's say you weave it into a basket, that is mekabel tumah. When it comes to skin or of a dog, of a sea creature, under no circumstances that mekabel tumah. So therefore, since it wouldn't have tahara b'mikvah under any circumstances, no matter what kli you made out of it, therefore, it's not going to be mekabel tumah, even tumas medrash, even though one would have thought that it could, because tumas medrash is in its own category. Perachav Dalid, Mishnah Yud Beis. Shlosha Orosein. There are three types of animal hides, three categories of halacha. He'osli l'shatiach tamei medrash. One that is made to spread out, like a rug, as an example. Put it on the ground, people are going to sit on, going to lie on. That's tamei medrash. Lisachrich hakelim, one that's used for to wrap utensils. Although it doesn't really have a base kibbel, you're wrapping it. Nonetheless, when you wrap it around, it almost creates a base kibbel. And therefore, it is tamei tub, susceptible to tumas mace and other types of tumah. Vishel rutsuos, vishel sandalim, made out of hide that's planning to be used for straps, or let's say as sandals, that is tahora miklum. Why is that tahora miklum? So Bartunus explains, or ha'omeid lachatoch mimenu ritzus v'sandalim. You have a piece of leather. So if you plan to use it as a rug, tumas medrash. I'm planning to wrap it around kelim, tamei base, but I don't plan on using it for either of those. In fact, I plan on making it into strips, into straps, let's say, sandalim or sandals. There, it's tahor miklum. Why? Dimechusar malachahu. Because it's lacking malach. It's not complete. It's not a complete piece of leather. You still haven't finished it. It's not, can be mekabel tumah. When? You're going to use it as a rug the way it is. Okay, it's mekabel tumah. You're going to wrap it the way it is. So it's mekabel tumah. It already has the gemar malacha. But I plan on cutting it into strips, and I haven't done that yet. So then it's not mekabel tumah. Avarutsuos hamusukonos kvar, but if you have straps that are already made, then tomatoes, those are mekabel tumah. And what is the chiddush of this Mishnah, says the Aruch HaShulchan? It's the halacha of the tumas medrash, well, the middle category, which is not tamei medrash. What does he say? Da'os kamash malon. Da'osim shelatachrich svarim. The piece of leather that's planning to be used to, you know, you're not cutting, it's the way it is. It could lie on it, but it was made to wrap svarim. Makpidim shelo leishev aleihem. People are makbid not to lie on them. Now, you could lie on them, but people are makbid not to, because you plan on wrapping them around things. L'chein ein tamei medrash, therefore they're not tamei medrash. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah.